That was a normal part of life. That, and you are very, very right. That's like, that was something that's ingrained in Black people. And I think because of the struggle and the suffering and going back to slavery and singing the spirituals to keep yourself uplifted and motivated and knowing that it could be better and that God was going to make it better and you just got to hold on. So that kind of was ingrained in the community, even if we weren't all the same faith. And I tell my daughter, who's 17 now, because she mentions about people that don't believe at all now. And I'm like, that's amazing to me. I said, because I did not meet my first atheist person that I have ever met until I got to college. And I remember thinking that he had grown two heads. I mean, I am very, don't get me wrong, I'm very, this is America. And I believe that everybody has the right to believe and do. This is why we're here in this country. But I had never met anybody that said that. And I mean, it was almost like telling a little kid there was no Santa Claus. And I remember in a respectful way just wanting to question him. Like, why and how did that happen? And did you always believe that way? Did your parents believe that? Were you taught that way? I mean, just that whole, it was just amazing to me. And I said to my daughter, I go, on Sunday morning, I think we were all pulling out of our driveway to go to some house of worship, whether we went to the Kojic, you know, because everybody went to Upper Room, you know, until there was more Church of God in Christ. Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
So whether it was that, where, you know, Upper Room was the largest there, whether they went to Second Baptist, whether they went to Victory Baptist, whether they went to African Methodist Church, whether they were going to St. James Catholic Church, that where the Black people went, we all went to church. Everybody had some kind of, you know, Christian faith. And that was what we were taught to do. And we were taught principles like that and how to behave and how to respect our, you know, adults and stuff and talk. And so I think that's how people were connected that way. You know, and it's so different now. It just really, really, I mean, people still, there's a lot of churches in West Las Vegas. I think with every corner and different faith, you can just take your pick.
Sunday mornings, everybody comes back.
Right. And still comes to the neighborhood. I do too. And I don't live there anymore, but I still come to church there and worship in the neighborhood. And very connected still, know the people and that. But I think that was just a very important part of the era too, that kept people encouraged and kept them hoping for better and to get better.